You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is officially 2017, so it's time to, of course, talk about the 2017 season. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Sutter. T.R., Happy New Year. Let's talk about the most important, I think, news item, which is, I guess we're kind of in a holding pattern on this, but it appears that the Rangers are interested in Mike Napoli. So what can you tell us about what's going on with that at this point?
Yeah, Allison, they're definitely interested in Mike Napoli, and he's definitely interested in them. I thought it might get done in 2016, but it hasn't happened yet, and I'm starting to wonder if it will happen. I know Napoli would like a multi-year deal. I'm not sure the Rangers have offered a multi-year deal yet. They may be stuck on 1 year, maybe with an option, and that may be the hang-up, but it's not done yet. A lot of people think it's close. A lot of people think it's going to happen. A lot of people think it's the right thing to happen. The Rangers certainly could use Mike Napoli, but right now it's still up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you do, when you talk to like players, that and a lot of former players will say that they kind of like to know what's happening before the holidays hit. Like, they, you know, if the holiday season and Christmas and New Year's comes along and I still don't know where we're going to be playing next season, it gets a little bit stressful. I would think that everybody would be interested in making sure that this thing gets done sooner than later. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Well, I would agree. Everybody wants to get their situation settled by Christmas, but Napoli's going to have a job next year. There's no doubt about it. This guy hit 34 home runs last year, had 101 RBIs, I believe. It's just a matter of if he gets the right contract or he has to settle for something less, or if he has to settle for something that at least gets him back to Texas. I think a lot of it's determined on what Mike Napoli's priorities are, whether he wants to get the best deal out there or if he wants to go to a place where he's comfortable. But, you know, on the other hand, this guy always seems to be comfortable wherever he goes, and he keeps winning wherever he goes.
Yeah, he would be a huge addition for anyone. I was reading some of your coverage just on what we should be looking for in 2017, just kind of keys to the upcoming Rangers season. The Jurickson Profar situation is interesting just because he's a hugely talented player. He doesn't really have a position because they are entrenched at the infield positions. Where do you see this going with him?
You know, right now it looks like he's going to be a Rangers utility player, which would be unfortunate. I still think they need to trade him. They need to give him an opportunity to go somewhere and play shortstop. You know, I don't know what kind of opportunities there are out there. I mean, this guy was once a great prospect, but now it's been 3 years since he enjoyed that status. A lot of teams are set at shortstop, and it's almost a cliche, but everybody has a young Latin American shortstop coming up through the system that they like. So that's definitely a strong point in this game. It's just good young Latin American infielders, and Jurickson may have to settle for a utility infield job.
It seems as if, I mean, he does have so much of an upside, but is it a matter, I mean, yes, they could use him as a utility guy. It definitely fills a need. But when you look about what he could bring in trade value, it seems that they could use some help in some other areas. It has to be a little bit tempting for them, at least.
Well, again, you're talking about 3 years since he was one of the top prospects in the game. He missed 2 years right, because of the shoulder problems and spent last year utility infielder. So, you know, 3 years ago, you probably could have gotten a frontline starter for him. Now, you know, you might be able to get some bullpen help or maybe a young starter who's, you know, more of a question mark than a sure thing. I mean, you know, between Joey Gallo and Jurickson Profar, they've been the Rangers' top two prospects for 3 years, but I think both of them have decreased in value. We're, you know, I'm not sure what you could get for them.
So let's move on to Matt Bush. I find this very interesting. I want to get your perspective on this. He'll be 31 years old when the season starts, when the regular season starts. But he missed so many years because of all these personal issues that have been well documented. He's tagged to go to the bullpen again, which he's very comfortable with. But 31 becomes, it's a little different when you're talking about like 4 years missing of wear and tear on his arm, that you could actually think that he's a lot younger than that. Is there anything to that?
Well, the Rangers are always talking about whether it's a good idea or not to move a guy to the rotation or move a guy from the rotation to the bullpen one way or the other. And usually it's not a good idea. I think with Matt Bush, it would not be a good idea. I think he needs to stay in the bullpen. He was very successful last year. He's very good at it. You know, we've seen what a premium is placed on great relief pitching and how important it is in postseason. You know, you got a young kid who's still 5 years away from free agency. There's no reason to move Matt Bush to the rotation. I think the bigger question is Matt Bush going to be be the Rangers' closer of the future, and I think there's a good chance of that happening, and I think that's a better idea than trying to force him into the rotation.
This is a big success story, and of course you've written about it and talked about it a lot, but did it surprise you at all just like how much success he had? I mean, he really probably exceeded any expectations. It's one of the better stories that came out of the season last year, but did that take you by surprise at all, just how well he fit in?
Well, it's a phenomenal story about Allison, about how he turned his life around. I mean, you know how bad it was, a vehicle accident. He was DUI, almost killed somebody. Fortunately, the person lived. Fortunately, they've settled their differences between the two. The man, Matt Busch, has been very forgiving of him, and that's helped Matt turn his life around. I mean, that's a phenomenal story. We'd go on about that all day. But, you know, again, this is a good guy with a great talent, a great arm, great physical ability, and I think the perfect way to exploit that talent is through the bullpen. You know, every other position, you know, he was once a shortstop. That would take forever to get the sitting back and all that back. You know, the rotation would be a high stress. I think when you got a guy like Matt Busch with the background he has, you know, the quickest way to success is through the bullpen, and that's what happened last year, and that's why it worked out so well.
And finally, with Adrian Beltre, he could be in for a big season, and then he needs 58 hits to get to 3,000. So he'll start the season with 2,942 career hits, 445 home runs. I don't think anybody that watches him every day has ever doubted that he's a Hall of Famer, but you need to get to that elusive 3,000 really to convince people maybe outside of the market. But in your mind, is he just a surefire Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think everybody's starting to realize that, both for his ability and his character and his leadership and everything he represents. He's very well respected in the game by opposing players, opposing managers, writers, everybody. And, you know, the 3,000 hits, I think it'll just be a nice way to celebrate his career at that time, which, you know, I guess it happened in, you know, May or June. You know, it'd just be a nice time to just celebrate what Adrian Beltre is all about. But I don't think it's going to make a difference one way or the other if he's a Hall of Famer.
It'll be good to sell tickets, too. So good for the Rangers. Okay, TR, Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
All right, awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.